Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ty Cobb, former special assistant to President Reagan for national security, for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Ty Cobb, former special assistant to President Reagan for national security. We're taping this the morning after the first debate, first presidential debate. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Always good to be here.
So your thoughts on the first debate?
My view is that Trump exceeded expectations, actually.
In what way?
In the sense that he was able to make some firm arguments and score some points despite his lack of discipline. I thought Secretary Clinton was wooden, pedantic, stuck to, she seemed like a policy wonk with no emotion at all, could not reach the audience. If you just judged it as an intellectual debate, then Secretary Clinton clearly won. But in reaching the undecided vote that's out there, it seemed to me that Trump probably improved his position somewhat and Hillary didn't.
And, you know, it's interesting because really that is what elections are all about in this country, which is that you have Republicans who are going to vote for the most part for Republicans, right. Democrats who are going to vote for Democrats, and then you have a percentage, normally around 7.5%, this year maybe around 15%, who are the undecided. And all these billions of dollars that are spent on advertising are aimed at these...
for a very narrow niche.
And not only a narrow niche, but in only 11 battleground states. It's not even aimed at the whole country.
Including Nevada.
Correct.
We are a battleground state. And as you look at where Ohio and Pennsylvania and Florida may be going, Nevada looms ever more important, our six votes.
And the thing that's interesting, too, and I think we have an audience here that is an international audience this
right.
morning right here in our studio, is the fact that it's not decided on the popular vote, but on the Electoral College. And a lot of people have difficulty understanding what that is.
And that's extremely important because in the popular vote right now, it's neck and neck, maybe a slight edge to Donald Trump. But in the Electoral College, it's hard to see how Clinton can lose at this stage of the game. There is a possibility we could, once again, have a vote where the popular vote leans Trump, but the Electoral College, which is decisive, goes to Secretary Clinton.
And why was the Electoral College put in the Constitution?
Well, to protect states like Nevada.
Exactly.
So those of us with relatively small populations were allowed to have two senators like everybody else, and then the lower house of representatives was divided by population. So your electoral votes are a combination of the two. So that gives small population states like Nevada and Wyoming disproportionate influence.
And so if we would ever change that, change the Constitution to go to a popular vote, you'd never see another candidate ever show up in Nevada or Wyoming or any other small state.
Yeah, you would concentrate on California, even though it's going to go Democrat, but you're going after every vote, so the Republican would go there. And you'd focus very heavily on Ohio, New York, and the states with great population, right?
So it's probably
somebody from Nevada must have put that in.
I thought it was very interesting, too, to make a comparison between Ronald Reagan and Hillary Clinton, in the sense that Hillary Clinton made the statements that, you know, she had spent all this time, you know, training to be president, and that she was being attacked by Trump for taking time off the campaign trail to practice for the debates. And yet, if you look at Ronald Reagan, Ronald Reagan spent much of his career not as a movie actor, but working, for the Democratic Party, working for GE, making speeches. He was a policy wonk himself, even though people didn't really give him credit for that until after he died, really.
Well, in a way, you're quite correct, and I think a lot of people don't realize that he was, Ronald Reagan was a Democrat. He was a union president. He was the head of the Screen Actors Guild, which was a labor union. And then he served two terms as governor of California, so he had plenty of experience. Now, having said that, I would not describe the president as a policy wonk. I was in many a session with the president, and he, I think very wisely, said there are three big things I want to do, and I want to concentrate on that, and I'll let the staff worry about the minutiae. So he was anything but a policy wonk like Jimmy Carter. You prepared a paper for him, and he would go through in detail and mark it up. Reagan wanted the big ideas.
But he also was somebody who communicated on many levels. I mean, long-form handwritten letters, not just to world leaders, but to regular people as well. I thought that, and the diary that he kept, that he had a much better understanding. He wasn't just a figurehead. He had a much better understanding of what was going on during his presidency and his goals than a lot of people gave him credit for.
There was a time in the afternoon, like at 2:15 to 3 o'clock, you didn't bother him because he had instructed the correspondence office to select various letters, and he would write personal letters back to several people. And I think that was his style. He was the great communicator, not just in person, not his voice, but in the ability to draft a very personal letter.
Donald Trump's claim to fame is as a businessman.
Right.
And a lot of people over the years have talked about running government as a business. You've been on both sides. In your retired life from government, you advise business organizations. Can you run government as a business?
It's very difficult because you are not beholden to the customer so much that you have to produce a product that the customer will buy. Your constituency instead is 500 plus people over there on the Hill in Capitol Hill, as well as various lobbying groups from the Chamber of Commerce to the AFL-CIO. So government is a matter of compromise in terms to find a solution that satisfies the most people. If you're in the private sector, you are oriented on one person, the customer.
All right, let's take a break. More with Ty Cobb when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all-new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all-new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do.
John McCain, a war hero.
He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
Donald Trump compared his sacrifices to the sacrifices of two parents who lost their son in war.
How would you answer that, Father? What sacrifice have you made for your country?
I think I've made a lot of sacrifices. Built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think
those are sacrifices.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
460 days. Joe Heck spent 460 days on duty protecting us, including a tour of duty in Iraq, saving the lives of American heroes.
At the same time, despite taking an oath to serve Nevadans, Cortez Masto spent 174 days on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips, Switzerland, Argentina, Hawaii, all with lobbyists and corporate donors. Some people give. Others take.
Here in Nevada, those were the worst days of our lives, and Congressman Heck called it a blip.
In 2008, Joe Heck called Nevada's housing crisis a blip on the radar.
That's just how out of touch Joe Heck is.
After Heck sponsored a bill giving tax breaks to big banks, he took over $500,000 from Wall Street, including banks who caused the housing crisis.
It's clear what Joe Heck's priorities are, and families like mine get left behind.
Senate Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this ad.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ty Cobb, former special assistant to President Reagan for National Security Affairs. I did want to just touch on two things quickly to do with politics. The money in politics. Senator Reid was on the program, the minority leader, and he was decrying how much money the Republicans have. My contention is that the Democrats have just as much money as Republicans have, perhaps even more this cycle, just because the Republican Party is so divided. Do you ever think that we're going to see a change in the way that elections are funded?
No. There'll be a lot of ranting and raving about it and how terrible the influence of money is. But then all of the candidates will go out and raise money themselves and be supported by the PACs, which are not subject to the same spending limitations. Consequently, that leads to advertising on television in particular that is designed, it appears, to appeal to base emotion and consequently are very negative in orientation. That bothers me, but the people who understand how to shift attitudes must feel that negative advertising on television works.
And it does work. And the only difference, I think, between now and, say, 25, 30 years ago is there's just so much more of it because there's so much more television, so much more news content, so many more places to place that advertising.
That's right.
And then the amount of funds. The other quick question I wanted to ask you was, it's been very interesting to see what's been happening with the United States Supreme Court.
Yes.
With the refusal to even give a hearing to President Obama's nominee and the reaction. Your thoughts on, you know, the problems going forward if we do not have somebody nominated to that Supreme Court and sitting on that Supreme Court?
You have divided government right now. So the president, a Democrat, picks a nominee, as he did, a lower court judge. But the Congress is totally in the hands of the Republicans. They are gambling that they can have a Republican president who will then make appointments more to their liking, although the most recent choice was fairly middle of the road. Consequently, we are in a situation where we have no mobility, and I won't see anything changing until after the election. On this, Sam, many people are making up their mind on how to vote on that key question, is that the next president, if he or she has one or two terms, doesn't matter, will have a number of Supreme Court appointments to make. And that is decisive for an awful lot of people.
And I think that that's going to become more and more of an issue within the campaigns as we move forward. Let's change topics here and talk about Russia, because Russia has become, President Putin has become, such a major player in our elections. How much effect do you think that that is having within our elections? And what do you think of Putin yourself? You've dealt with the Russians for many, many years.
It's an extraordinary situation, because Putin's position at home is deteriorating in terms of the state of the economy, which relies so much on the sale of oil. The price of oil has dropped precipitously. And demographic trends in Russia, that the Russian people themselves are dying. They're not reproducing at the rate they should. And so there's a lot of domestic turmoil. He's turning a lot of his attention to foreign affairs, which is, we're going to reclaim that part of Ukraine that has always been part of Russia, the near abroad. In addition, Putin wants to be seen as a player in their international arena. So they make a foray into the Middle East, don't do very much. They launch a few planes from Iran until they're kicked out. But they want to pretend that they're able to make major influence in events. Somewhat worrisome is the evidence we have that Russian actors, probably government-sponsored, are interfering through cyber attacks into our election process, and I think that's probably the case.
Senator Harry Reid said the same thing on our program. I asked him if he has evidence of this, and he said he's been briefed, but didn't actually give any real evidence.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the cyber experts have attributed this to organizations in Russia that perhaps were sponsored by the state. There's not a lot of anonymous type groups there. The interesting thing, Sam, is the two candidates have taken very different positions on Putin and Russia. Secretary Clinton was the one who, a few years ago, pushed the reset button. Things were going to work out with Putin. Now, she is the does not trust Putin. It wants us to take a firm stance against Russian actions. Donald Trump, on the other hand, interestingly, seems to have what they call a bromance, that he wants to work with President Putin and resolve our differences, whatever they may be. So it appears that Putin has a clear choice that he wants for this election.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more with Ty Cobb after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Hi, my name is Alan Rock from Consigned Furniture, and this is my dog, Reagan. When Reagan was a puppy, she wanted to be a police dog. But as you can see, she's a little bit of an underachiever. So she'd like to help all the canine officers in Reno, Sparks, and Washoe County to get the equipment they need.
Register now for the 9K, 5K, and Kids Run on Saturday, October 1st at the Summit Mall in South Reno by visiting www.k-9partners.org. Purchase a T-shirt at the Consigned Furniture booth. 100% of the proceeds help support the canine program.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum, Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ty Cobb. He's the former special assistant to President Reagan for National Security. King Abdullah was on the opening segment of 60 Minutes this week. And it was interesting to hear him talking about, you know, how many refugees that Jordan has absorbed. And this is a country that doesn't have oil. And how he looks at what's going on with the American views of the Middle East versus his view of the Middle East, which is there really are no borders. It's all one unit, and you have to stomp everything out at once. You can't do it piece by piece.
Jordan occupies an unusual place. Unlike some of its neighbors like Saudi Arabia or Kuwait, it doesn't have any oil itself. So consequently, Jordan, as a Sunni country, which Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait are, Egypt, depends to a great extent on the largesse of their neighbors in order to prop up their economy, which has always been in a state of near collapse. But with the massive outflow of refugees, particularly from the Syria-Iraq area, many into Jordan, their situation has become untenable. They need outside assistance. The other thing that Jordan has to do is somehow weave a policy that they can work with and live with so-called archenemy Israel, but stay true to the alliance system that they have somewhat informally with other Sunni countries, and join with them against the larger threat they see from Iran and the Shia.
And it's interesting, too, because...
About as clear as mud, isn't it?
Yes, but it's interesting, too, because people have forgotten that this was the country that the Palestinians went to when they were thrown out. And so there's a large portion of the population that is Palestinian, and yet King Abdullah seems to be able to bridge these divides.
Well, it was the Hashemite Kingdom, and, you know, and it was sort of ethnically pure, but Jordan, as we know it today, has become overrun by refugees, and including the Palestinians. And consequently, it's a very difficult entity to govern, and King Abdullah must constantly balance various interests and players in the region. It's a very difficult.
There have been rumors over the last couple of weeks that President Obama may try to do something in his remaining months in office with the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Do you think that that's likely or even possible?
Whoopee. You know, one more foray into the Arab-Israeli peace process. That has been a swamp for 60 years. I remember with President Reagan, he was constantly feeling that, well, they've got something with Begin, or they can do something with Sadat, and we can bring the parties together. And it's just is such a difficult morass to traverse that I applaud the president for giving it one more try. I don't see that the cards line up for success.
The president wanted to pivot to Asia.
Right.
And do you think that he has been successful in trying to do that? And is the Middle East an obstacle to him being able to do that?
Well, if he pivoted to the to Asia, what evidence do we have of that? Can you name one thing that he's done?
He's visited there. We've got aircraft carriers there.
They went there for the G20 summit. Okay, they're there 5 days, and then he went to, you know, visit in Indonesia. But it sounds good. China is really the country that is the most important to us in the foreign arena, and we're very worried about President Xi right now and the aggressive actions are taken in the South China Sea with the artificial islands. But you just can't seem to extricate yourself from the crisis of the day, which primarily lies in the complicated Middle East situation, and now secondarily the challenges by Russia against the Baltic NATO nations and Ukraine. So Pivot to Asia sounds good. Haven't seen much.
One of the things that was raised at the debates last night, what is our worst crisis that we're facing? And some would say, you know, nuclear proliferation. Others would say climate change. But somebody brought up an interesting one today, which is really the food crisis around the world. Is that the biggest crisis?
It affects more people than any of the others, which let's face it, the threat of nuclear Armageddon is hanging over us, and there are many countries which possess sufficient amount of nuclear weapons to end life as we know it on the Earth. That is overriding. The climate is changing. Steps need to be taken to fight against it, but that's a longer-range thing, and there are not going to be a lot of lives lost. The food crisis affects far more people on a daily basis than any of these. And because of the exploding population, even the most rapid advances in genetic technology in creating the artificial crops, which enabled us after the World War II to successfully be able to feed the world in its rapidly rising population, now that may not be the case.
As you look at this election, are you prepared to call it, or do you think that the polls are accurate in saying that it's 50-50 at this point in time? We have about 10 seconds.
I believe that there's a real chance that Trump can win the popular vote, but I don't see any way he can win the Electoral College.
Thank you, sir, for being here. As always, appreciate
Sam.
It.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Out-of-state politicians are pushing Question One.
They say Question One is about background checks.
But Question One is solely gun control.
Gun control.
It will turn well-meaning Nevadans into criminals.
Loan a gun to your cousin? Jail.
Store a gun with your neighbor?
Jail.
It's not going to do a thing to prevent crime.
Question One is a bad idea.
And it would be a bad law for Nevada.
Stand with law enforcement.
And vote no on Question One.
NRA Nevadans for Freedom sponsored this message.
Step into the streets of Italy, October 8th and 9th for the El Dorado Great Italian Festival. Experience the sights and sounds of Italy with our pasta sauce cook-off, grape stomping, wine walk, street vendors, and free live music from Lena Prima, Aaron Caruso, Marina Frizzetti, and many more. Then head inside at 4 p.m. for our famous Italian buffet. October 8th and 9th, the El Dorado Great Italian Festival.
I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. We at ProSpinal want to help you get back to a pain-free and active life without the use of drugs or surgery, and here's how we do it.
Non-surgical spinal decompression gently increases the space between two spinal segments to slowly increase the disc height. As the disc draws back in, pressure on the nerve root is removed. The result, a non-surgical, non-painful procedure to get you out of pain. In most cases, our patients feel relief within the first 3 days, but if that's not the case, we refund the cost of care and refer you to the most appropriate physician. There is so much to do in the area. Shouldn't you enjoy doing it without pain? Our consultations are always free, so call us today. It's time to get your life.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.